Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interestingly, the number one call I've been getting of people that are seeking medicine, telemedicine, or medical care is COVID, right? You know, because we got the baby COVID and the grandbaby COVID going on. But the other thing that has been coming up a lot, even with my listeners, is the anxiety of what's happening to their retirement funds. And I get it. This is a very, very frustrating time. I think the stock market is down 1,100 right now. I saw this morning I was up at about 6:30. Now you saw it was down 300, and I was still okay with my numbers, you know. And you saw it go down to 400, 500. You just saw the points drop. You're like, oh, it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a bad, bad day. And, you know, I have been very behind on my retirement accounts because I've worked, I've always tried to pay my staff. I've been, you know, when we did start, you know, retirement accounts, or we did, you know, a lot of people didn't, you know, they didn't trust the market. The market was dropping during the Great Recession. And so there was, you know, for me, I was like, you know, I got to pay rent. I got the kids. I got, you know, save for college. So only recently have I started to put away for retirement. I gotta be honest with you. Only recently. And, so I was happy I did when over the last few years, stock market went up really, really well. So I think I got the market at the right time. Well, now that the market is tanking, people are panicking and they're like, I need to take my money out. I'm just gonna keep losing my money. And if you can, I'm no financial analyst. All I could do is, you know, help you from with the anxiety standpoint. But if it does help a little bit with your anxiety, talking about strategy, number one is talk to some financial people. Because some people will say the time to buy, you know, the stock market is when it is low. So if you have an IRA or, you know, a 403B or whatever, where you're putting money in each month, all right, if the market is tanking, you know, to stop it and wait till the market's up sometimes makes you wonder if, well, maybe I should catch it when things are lower. On the flip side, if you're really worried about, you know, the value of the dollar, there are some things you think you need now because inflation is rising and the dollar, you know, might turn into the peso or who knows, or the ruble. And you're like, look, you know, there's some things I want to invest in now. This, you know, that's up to you and your financial person. That's not up to me. All I could tell you is I'm seeing the writing on the wall, and I've been alive long enough to see what happened in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And now, and then the teens, and then now the 20s. So that kind of tells you how old I am. And so, you know, having seen multiple decades, I just see the writing on the wall. Prices are going to keep going higher. We're going to have to pay staff more. When you do pay staff more, customers get charged more. There's high crime. So now, stores have to have more security. And then that cost. So since so many costs have to now be transferred to the consumer, we have inflation. And we have inflation also because we have supply issues. And with less supply, more demand. And then, you know, when there is so much inflation, people are like, I'm not shopping. I'm not going to the movie. I'm not, you know, Top Gun's going to be coming out. I want to see Top Gun. But if it's going to cost me $60, $70 to go, you know, and it's just easier and cheaper for me to stay home. You know, I'm at the point now where I rarely want to go out to eat. It's just too gosh darn expensive. A family member came into town. I had to meet them at the Strip because they were there for a conference. And I love it when family comes into town, but I don't like when, you know, you have to eat where the tourists eat. Because here was a sandwich for $20.99. And that was just one sandwich. You know, and so, you know, you want, I mean, you know, if I'm going to spend those kinds of money, I'd like to get a steak then, or I'd like to treat them to a nicer restaurant. And all we could do is eat some sandwiches, and it was expensive as heck. You know, nice restaurant, but it was a bar and grill. So what do you do? You're like, I'm not spending money. Why spend the money? So the anxiety that a lot of you guys have that your retirement accounts could be dropping is not mental illness. That is a very common sort of a feeling. You know, that I hate when people think they have mental illness when they react to something that is a normal response. You know, I mean, I don't know what the hell Amber Heard's doing, so that I would probably, you know, wonder. But, you know, if somebody, let's say, cheats on you and you're mad and you're like, I'm out, you leaving that relationship isn't mental illness. It's okay, I'm done. You cheated on me, you know? Or, if your money is going down and this is the money that you were hoping to retire on because the job market is crazy, you don't know if there's going to be another COVID, lockdown sort of campaign and all sorts of other stuff, and you see that money just whisking away, I get it. So the one thing that I always tell people is one of the reasons why people get depressed and anxious is because they weren't seeing it come. I don't mean to be pessimistic on this show. I mean to be realistic. And so I'm telling you right now that it is going to be bad, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Not because of the drama of it and, you know, there's an election and all that. We've already started the ball rolling, and we still have a war going on. So things are going to get better. They will get better. But if you know that they're going to get worse, then it's not going to be a surprise. For me, if I lose money in the stock market, as long as I still have money to live on, I don't sell those stocks necessarily because then I really lost the money. As long as you don't sell the stocks, you don't lose it. And those stocks will go up eventually. So I'm not panicking by my portfolio because the money, if I pull out, then, you know, it's disappointing all around. So what I read, and I guess what's happening today is, I guess, Target and other retailers had some disappointing earnings. Dow Jones dropped over 1,000, maybe I think 1,100 or 1,200 points. The 10-year Treasury note was hovering around 2.92%. We have inflation going up, which is why I-bonds are good. But so, you know, inflation is causing people to say, I'm not buying it. You know, I'm going to make things last. Rather than having disposable plates of paper, we're going to be washing things. You know, so your job is to figure out ways to save money and not to panic and understand that it's going to be a rough few years. And then talk to a financial person about what's the best way to protect any current money you have. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So two children have had to have been hospitalized because of the baby formula shortage. We're being told that two children in Memphis are getting IV fluids now and nutritional support due to the baby formula shortage. It's a preschooler and a toddler, both from different families, were rushed to Le Bonheur Children's Hospital after their parents failed to secure formula as shelves across America go bare. Both kids have short bowel syndrome, which prevents them from absorbing nutrients completely as part of their intestine is missing, hence short bowel. This is according to the New York Times. Both require an amino acid-based formula and have been consuming Elicare, among others. Abbott Laboratories had to recall those after four children contracted a rare but serious bacterial infection. So the children were treated with IV fluids, nutritional support in the hospital, after, quote, not adapting well to the new formula type. That's according to pediatric gastroenterologist at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, Mark Corkins. The parents have declined to talk to the media. The preschooler was admitted in late April and is still being treated. The toddler was hospitalized last week. So even though these aren't infants under 12 years old, these are young children that are using these nutritional supplements that had to have been recalled. They say these are young children who have health conditions and special medical needs that require specific dietary requirements. The hospital staff are making multiple substitutions throughout a child's care to ensure that their nutritional needs are met. But the process could be complicated, cumbersome, extremely difficult for parents to navigate on their own. You also wonder, how are the supplies at the hospital? You know, I mean, I really believe that America did have a stockpile, but because of everything going on with the border and the hospital, they had to shunt it there. And if they said, sorry, we already went through the stockpile, somebody would say, well, then why didn't you have a better stockpile? So a lot of questions. When they do, by the way, when they do this investigation, they really need to, you know, I get that everybody's going to be investigating Abbott. Just like with the pharmaceutical companies and the opioids. Everybody's going to look at the you know, pharmaceutical companies and the pharmacies. But can somebody look to the border? Can somebody look to the government? Can somebody take a look? If we're getting drugs sent over to the border or coming through, you know, from China that people are overdosing on, since over the last few years we've really tightened up prescriptions, I mean, I think that's some evidence just to go, look, you might want to, like, turn around and take a look at some other areas as well. And same thing with this, with the formula. There's going to be now this huge vilification of Abbott Pharmaceuticals, because it's a pharmaceutical company. And people love to vilify and go after pharmaceutical companies. But is anybody looking at the government and the stockpiling and where they're shipping and where the demands are and why aren't they managing or streamlining those demands? For example, if we are having, you know, caravans of migrants coming, and they're coming with kids, you know, we might need to have an educational campaign saying, look, we're low on food. You know, we don't have enough baby food. So you might not want to come until the child is older and can eat regular food. I don't know. I mean, we might have to come up with a better educational campaign. I don't know what the answer is. Again, that's just a random suggestion, which I don't think is the most practical, but still. So, you know, we have desperate parents. They're trying to make formula on their own at home. I saw a 1960s recipe with orange juice. You can't give babies orange juice. We don't do that. You know, and Joe President Biden promised that the product would be airlifted, you know, from out of the country and all that. But Nestle in Switzerland announced earlier this week that they would be airlifting sensitive digestion formulas to the U.S., as well as Danone, another Swiss company, to combat the crisis. Many states like Tennessee have a 40% plus shortage because the largest formula maker in the United States, Abbott Laboratories, is still shuttered. Even though they said the FDA didn't find the bacteria, it's still taken a while for it to open back up. Biden and the FDA said they would streamline the process in hopes of getting the formula into the hands of parents faster. Parents and caregivers are slamming First Lady Jill Biden and her husband's administration for empty promises and calling it a load of crap. First Lady addressed the nation in a new public service announcement on Tuesday, saying becoming a mom or dad means falling in love deeper than you've ever thought possible, and in those first few months of sleepless nights of endless diapers and dirty dishes and worried about every little danger, your love can feel like the only thing that keeps you going. I want you to know that you're doing an incredible job, even if you don't always feel that way, and I know you are worried about how you are going to feed your baby. The president sees you, he hears you, and the team is working around the clock to get you what you need. Well, many people thought that the PSA was BS, just words, provided zero help, and I get, you know, they want to make a statement. The problem is, and I'm not saying this to slant one political party or another, but the problem with this administration and most administrations is they concentrate and they put their efforts on things they think are going to get them reelected. And while the Biden administration was campaigning for transgender athletes in sports. And I get that's an important issue. It is, you know, but I was somebody not doing their job when it came to the supply chain? You know, I am very happy for Pete Buttigieg having a baby with his partner, with his husband. I am so happy for them. Beautiful baby. They look happy as anything. But who was supposed to be working on the supply chain issues? Who was supposed to be encouraging people to get back to work? Who was supposed to be watching over the formula? Who was supposed to be doing that? And instead, we had all sorts of anti-Trump propaganda and all this. And I get Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade is a very, very important issue to many on both sides. You know, cost taxpayers a lot of dollars. A lot of women want to be able to have those services in their state. And the Supreme Court is leaning towards let the states decide, keep the feds out of it. The feds shouldn't have any say on what a woman does with her body. It should be up to the people. So there's this back and forth with that. But Biden seemed to be on that day one. And because, again, it's a you know, as people said, look, you know, we got problems coming up with the election. But what nobody was watching the formula? Nobody was watching our babies and getting them fed? I mean, we are so judicious about being there when it comes to the Roe v. Wade being sent back to the states and abortion issues being sent back to the states. But when it comes to formula, where's everybody? We love babies. We hope. We know you're doing a good job. That child is going to need another feeding in 20 minutes. Just like with Ukraine. Same thing happened with Ukraine. You know, the Ukrainians are doing a wonderful job. President Zelensky, bravo. You have our admiration. There are Ukrainians dying by the minute. You know, where is the urgency? They have a lot of urgency for when it comes to the Florida bill on sex ed. I mean, you know, and so this is the problem with politics, where if it's not going to help them, you know, from an election standpoint, and, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a huge cluster and a half, and you can't blame the prior administration. Every administration does that. They blame the prior administration. You know, they all do it. You can't do that. You could blame COVID. You could blame Ukraine. You could blame, but somebody should have warned parents. Somebody should have already started to have plan B. You know, we're working with other countries, and I am grateful for Switzerland. I'm grateful for these other countries. But why did those calls happen now in May when this was an issue during COVID and the recall happened in February? Where's the urgency? And I think America, come election time, is going to be, look, I get these woke and these left-leaning progressive issues are important, but you really need to look at, you know, non-electable issues and get stuff done. And so sadly, you know, we're in a heap of trouble. And if our infants are malnourished, imagine what that's going to do from a, you know, a government spending standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Pennsylvania's hotly contested U.S. Senate Republican primary race between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick could be decided by a significant number of unscanned Lancaster County mail-in ballots. Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned due to a printing error. Meanwhile, that race could be headed toward a recount. New Department of Homeland Security data shows migrant encounters at the southern border hit a record high in April. Journalist Bill Malugan reports border agents encountered more than 234,000 migrants. The record-setting month comes as President Joe Biden looks to end Title 42. Title 42 is a Trump-era policy allowing Border Patrol to turn away migrants at the border due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Netflix is laying off more employees. About 150 people were let go on Tuesday. The streaming giant is trying to make up for the loss of 200,000 subscribers, the biggest drop in more than a decade. In addition, Netflix expects to lose another 2 million in the next quarter. The company plans to crack down on password sharing. The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close on Thursday as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Joe Biden on Tuesday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. In addition, six other states are battling large fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I just saw this. President Trump has told Dr. Oz to just declare victory in Pennsylvania now. President Trump is just so non- establishment, it's hilarious. Right now, the Pennsylvania Senate primary is still too close to call. A lot of us thought Dr. Oz would probably win, but it has been razor thin. Dr. Oz was trailing as of late last night. It flipped at about, midnight Eastern time to Dr. Oz over Dave McCormick. And currently, he's ahead by about 0.2%. McCormick is now 2,500 votes behind, which was the opposite last night. Polls have closed at 8 p.m. Tuesday, but just like with the previous election, presidential election, Pennsylvania, their workers have to go to bed. For some reason, they just have issues. And the former president has suggested that the results delay is nefarious, going back to what happened to him in 2020. And he said, quote, here we go again. In Pennsylvania, they are unable to count the mail-in ballots. It is a big mess. Now, Trump lost Pennsylvania by 1.2% to President Joe Biden, and that was in the 2020 election. Pennsylvania was very interesting in that it appeared he was ahead. And as other states were still counting ballots, the I was on air with Steve Sanchez and multiple other radio personalities giving results. We were told that in Pennsylvania, the ballot workers need to go to bed and go sleep. And I'm like, they're going to sleep. We're not going to sleep. When I worked in the hospital, we didn't go to sleep. You did your shift, and we got done. They're going to bed? And that was interesting. And I think there might have been some workers that decided to not go, you know, sleepy sleep, you know, and stayed up. But that was a little bit of a shock. Unless that's what happens on election night, where, you know, if it's a certain time and there's a bedtime, everybody goes to bed. Next day, you know, gets up and at them. They're going to count more ballots today, and we'll see if we get it or not. And so all of a sudden we went from we're going to know who's going to be running the country or who's going to be in the next election to it's bedtime. We have to let people go to sleep, take their Ambien, whatever. So, you know, sadly, when you have these delays and machines that can't read the ballots and you have people hand counting, and, you know, doing things by hand, it allows there to be human error. It also can leave room for subjectivity. Now, I am assuming that everybody working on the ballot counting is as, objective as possible and is ethical and is doing exactly what they're doing. And this is a primary race, between two Republicans. So I'm not really expecting there to be much of the drama of how much alleged nefarious activity there is, unless some people really feel that one candidate is more likable than another, or one candidate is more winnable. I told you, I'm mixed. I have no idea who's more winnable, for the Republican side of things. You know, they're up against a very popular lieutenant governor who had a stroke. You know, people love comebacks. On the flip side, people really, you have a lot of mix of people really liking Dr. Oz, people not liking Dr. Oz. It's tough when, you think you have something in your corner that might not. I mean, if Dr. Oz was that popular, then it shouldn't be this razor thin. So as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans should be a little nervous because, rather than it being a slam dunk where most of the Democrats, no problem, supporting, I'm sorry, I can't find the candidate's name. I apologize, Lieutenant Governor. As opposed to with this, I mean, if it's a two-way tie with the third one a close second behind, that shows that, you might not have everybody on board. And that's what always divides parties. Personally, I think that's what makes parties stronger in terms of, we have to debate, free college versus free healthcare, what we're going to spend money on. We have to debate, where we're going to take a stand on school and education and being fiscally responsible, but it also does, hurt a race. Many times these independents pull numbers away from Republicans and so more so than Democrats. So, we'll see what happens. But this is a razor-thin race, and President Trump wrote on his social media site, Truth Social, Dr. Oz should declare victory. It makes it much harder for them to cheat with the ballots that they, quote, just happened to find. Currently, it is still too close to call. Approximately 2,500 ballots are separating both of them, more than 95% of the vote in the state reporting, and it is a nail-biting race. A lot of people supported Dr. Oz, I think they believe he's more, I think they feel that he will be more consistent. They feel he would, you know, I don't know. I haven't really been watching it. I know Sean Hannity likes him, you know, so I just haven't been following it. And again, you know, these are people where I don't know their voting record because it's their first time in, you know, elections. It's very interesting. I was asked, in my neck of the woods, I was asked to run for mayor and I was asked to run for governor in different elections. And with mayor, we had a very, very popular mayor who was retiring. And his wife was running, or I thought his wife was running, so I didn't want to run. And people said, I don't think the wife is running. You should run. And I go, but I really don't want to be partisan because I, you know, work with all sides and I, you know, I'm very centrist on a lot of issues. I'm very fiscally conservative. You know, I'm very socially moderate on a lot of things. They're like, but that's what, you know, the mayor would need. I go, well, let me talk to the current mayor. And, you know, he knew who I was and we had a really good conversation. And, you know, he said, look, you know, if my wife does run, I'll let you know. Cause I go, there's no way I want to run against your wife because I think your wife should do it. I think Carolyn would be fantastic. So I don't want to run against her. I would only run if there's nobody to do it. And I want to carry on what you want to do with the medical community and the medical establishment. They were making a medical city and medical tourism. And I really wanted to get Vegas one of the top, you know, be one of the top medical go-to cities in the country. And I go, you know, that was your vision, and I want to enhance that. If, you know, your wife runs, she's going to do that, then I'm happy. But if she's not running, let me know. And that's kind of how we left it. And then when I went to governor and Senate, I was asked to run for Senate. It was very interesting because you had a lot of people say, oh, that'd be awesome, that'd be awesome. We need that. You know, we need, you know, a doctor. We need this, that. I didn't really, though, want to necessarily give up my radio show and give up my practice. And I also didn't want to drag, you know, my family through that. You know, but again, you know, if I'm called to serve, I'm called to serve. I, you know. But fascinatingly, there were some people that said, look, if you don't mind, you know, whether people want you to run for governor or not, do a smaller office first so people see how you vote. And you know, as far as I was concerned, I was like, look, you know, don't want politics, you know, I don't want votes. I want fans. I want people listening to my show. I want to educate people. I want to be there for people. And I want to make, you know, the city, the state, the country better. And, you know, if I can't make the country better, you know, if I can't do what I need to do, I really don't want to start a 30-year path of being a career politician. But I see where it made sense. You know, on one is they want to give other people a chance that have been the career politicians. But on the other end, it does give people an opportunity to see a voting record. You know, so you have Dr. Oz, who was very close with Oprah, got his start because of Oprah, had a successful TV show, had some controversy with some of his sponsors, I believe, and some of the objectivity. I don't really know much about him. And then now he's running for U.S. Senate. So he could do that because he's a public figure. But I know a lot of people are like, okay, but how does he vote and where does he really stand? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we spoke about monkeypox a little bit earlier in the year? Actually, at the end of last year, there was another case of monkeypox identified in the U.S. So in November, there was a Maryland resident who had recently traveled from Nigeria. The CDC investigated the case. And they found that the strain has been reemerging in Nigeria since 2017. The person was currently isolated in Maryland. This followed a Texas resident who had a case of human monkeypox last July, also recently traveling from Nigeria. So the CDC at the time had warned, you know, people who had flown with individuals and told everybody to wear masks at the time due to the ongoing COVID pandemic, and they thought that it might be able to reduce the spread of monkeypox. So now we're being told that health officials are watching six Americans for a potential monkeypox infection because they shared a flight with a British patient who tested positive for the virus. And we are starting to see more cases in the UK and other areas. Now, these individuals sat in a three-row radius of the British person on a seven-hour flight from Nigeria to the UK. This happened on May 4th. He later became the country's first confirmed case. According to Daily Mail, Dr. Jennifer McQuiston, a senior official at the CDC, told Stat News that the U.S. patients would be monitored for 21 days. A total of 12 cases have been confirmed in Europe so far in the global outbreak, 24 people being probed in Portugal, Spain, UK, investigated, isolated, or being looked at. So this is common in Central and West Africa, and it can be transmitted by droplets, by touching. So where monkeypox came from, it was discovered in 1958 in monkeys. We first saw it in humans by the 1970s. Now, it might have been around longer, but that's when we identified it. And monkeypox is caused by a virus classified under the Orthopox virus genus in the family Poxviridae. It is a zoonotic illness, meaning it originates from animals, rodents, monkeys, and it can affect humans if they get bit by one, if they get scratched, or have close contact. And so a zoonotic illness is kind of scary, like rabies. You know, I mean, you know, we can have COVID, and, you know, we kind of worry that we might snuggle with the cat or the dog, and then they go over to the other family member, and the other family could pick it up. But it's really hard to give COVID to an animal, have the animal go around, go to another apartment, and then give COVID to that person. But it's something that's being, you know, watched. But when you have an illness where an animal has it, and then that animal might be alive with it, but for you, your body might not handle it that well, it's concerning. So these zoonotic illnesses are a lot of times more challenging. It's more common in Central West Africa. If a human contracts it, the other whammy is not only can the human get it from an animal, but then the human can give it to another human. So not only is it human to human, but it's animal to human. And it just increases the possibility of somebody getting it. And it also can increase the chance of pandemic. Now, the incubation period is anywhere between 6 and 21 days. So if you flew with someone on a plane and you didn't really look around and see who you were around and, you know, you didn't know, 3 weeks later, you could start coming down with symptoms. Now, it's rare. According to the CDC, since the July and November case, I think there's only been 48 cases reported since 2003. Complicates matters is listen to some of the symptoms. Fever, fatigue, muscle aches, headache. Well, you know how many people have that with COVID? Monkeypox, though, does have a distinct rash, a pox rash. They begin as flat, and then they form pustules, vesicles, and then scab and fall off, like chicken pox. But I think these are bigger than chicken pox. I think these pustules are bigger. You also can get swollen lymph glands. Now, most cases can resolve in 2 to 4 weeks, but some cases can cause blindness if the lesions affect the eye and secondary infections like pneumonia, sepsis. Now, it could kill. The mortality rate is anywhere between 1 and 15%, but there is a vaccine. So, you know, like we now have a vaccine for chickenpox, we do have a vaccine for monkeypox. According to the CDC, there's a vaccine. It has about 85% efficacy in preventing monkeypox. It's called Jynneos, and it is also known as Imvamune or Imvanex. It's licensed in the U.S. to prevent monkeypox and smallpox. And because monkeypox is closely related to smallpox, smallpox vaccine can also protect people from getting monkeypox. So I think they use it interchangeably for that. And so, you know, this is concerning. You know, if you do average, you know, up to 10 to 50% of cases being fatal, and this could be spread by sneezing and coughing, and, you know, that's a concern. So, you know, health officials are getting an alert. And, you know, as I said, they're looking at cases, I believe, in Spain. I believe also in Portugal. And so, you know, Portugal says five men. Hold on. Let's just take a look at this really, really quick. They say monkeypox has been spotted in Portugal and Spain. Spain is monitoring eight men who they believe are infected. All of the men are, they say, gay or bisexual, according to local media, and most were detected in STI clinics in Madrid. Five men in Portugal have also tested positive, at least 15 more being investigated. These cases are all male, mostly young. So, you know, we are, sadly, with everything that happened with COVID, we are at a very vulnerable time. Because we screwed up during COVID. When the CDC issues an alert, you guys make some really obscene hand gestures. And there's a variety of them that you make. And I was telling you today that the CDC had now suggested that you test for COVID before domestic travel. I know what you guys were saying when I was reporting that. I'm not stupid. I can hear you. And I can't repeat it on air. But I have to tell you guys what the CDC recommends, and you know, I mean, I've recommended that because I don't want you, you know, let's say you're going to go on a camping trip, and, you know, don't you want to know if you have COVID? Because when you're out there, if you get really, really sick, you need to plan, and you need to know, okay, yeah, I got COVID. So I really think it's a good idea for you to know if you're sick, especially if your health insurance doesn't cover you in certain states, and I also don't want you getting on a plane and infecting others. But when the CDC makes a recommendation now, at least half the country blows it off. And I'm concerned about that. Because there was a time when the CDC would say, all right, guys, look, you know, this is what's going on. Listen up. People would listen. So if there's going to be another outbreak of something, and there's going to be a serious medical issue or public health issue, as a doctor, my go-to is the CDC. And if everybody thinks, not everybody, but if a good amount of people are looking at the CDC as flip-floppy, partisan, you know, not consistent, then I have a hell of a time because, I mean, I got people say, well, Dahlia, we'll do what you say. Yeah, but I have to be honest with you guys. You know, a lot of what I tell you is steered by the CDC. That's, I have to. As a doctor, I mean, I do tell you my opinion. I told you guys to get N95 respirators way before anybody else because I'm like, look, I don't trust these other, you know, I don't trust these other masks. I've said, you know, since day one, we need to get an updated vaccine, but, you know, we use what we can. So, you know, if you aren't going to have a adverse reaction to the vaccine, your doctor deems, you know, inappropriate, get it. But, I cannot be the authority, you know, like the CDC. We need the CDC to be trusted. And so, sadly, you know, they did the best they could, I guess, but that didn't impress a lot of people. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.